This CKNW podcast is brought to you by Destination Toyota in Burnaby, BC's number one Toyota dealer for the sales purchase experience.
Hey, and welcome to the show. It's good to have you here on a long weekend. We are going to open the phones for part of the show. I said two-thirds of the show here today because we do have lots to talk about with the car business. So this is the busy time of year. People are out there shopping for new cars. From basically March until June is the busiest time for car dealers, and a lot of people are thinking of buying. So if you have any questions, you're more than welcome to call at 1-877-399-9898. That's 1-877-399-9898. If you want to call on the phones, you're more than welcome to get on there, because we're going to have an interview here in a second, but you can take a spot on the phone board. The other one is 1-877-399-9898 or 604-280-9898. Well, I'm fresh back from a whirlwind trip, a lot of flying, let me tell you, to go to France to test drive the new 2013 Mercedes GLK. Now, I know some of you might be rolling your eyes saying, Zach, come on, Mercedes GLK, not many people can afford a car like that. Well, the Mercedes GLK, for those of you who might not know, is the compact crossover from Mercedes-Benz. Other crossovers that compete with this vehicle are very popular, the BMW X3, you have the Audi Q5, maybe the XC60 from Volvo, and Mercedes with their GLK. Those are just some of the vehicles. Lexus to a lesser extent with the RX 350. And this class of vehicle has become very popular with people who are thinking of getting a luxury vehicle. Traditionally, you would go to a Mercedes dealer and buy, say, a C-Class, or you went to BMW and buy a 3 Series. Now people want a little bit more utility. So they say, oh, you know, give me something with a bit more cargo space, maybe all-wheel drive capability. And that's where these compact crossovers have just blossomed, not only in premium brands, you know, things like the Ford Escape, the Honda CR-V, the new Mazda CX-5 are becoming very, very popular with people shopping. Well, in the premium market, the same thing is happening. People really love these vehicles. So the best seller in this premium market is the Mercedes GLK. It outsells the BMW and the Audi, what have you. So this is a very important vehicle for Mercedes. It's the second best seller that they have overall. And what's exciting, and the reason why I went all the way to France to drive this vehicle, is because it now will become available with the diesel engine. Okay, Mercedes has diesel in their ML, that's the sort of midsize SUV. They have it in the GL, that's the full-size three-row SUV. Now they're going to have a diesel in their compact SUV. And this is a real fuel-sipping engine, but has tons of power, 369 foot-pounds of torque. So when I was in France, I sat down with one of the production engineers there. His name is Matthias Sobata. So this is interesting because not only are you going to learn about what Mercedes has, a lot of this technology will be used by other manufacturers, and they'll eventually be able to bring in four-cylinder turbo diesels as well. This is the first one from a premium luxury mark. It's Mercedes GLK, speaking with Matthias Sobata in France. I have to say right away that a lot of people are very excited that the GLK is finally coming to Canada with a diesel engine. Can you explain how new this motor is and how it's going to affect the drivability of the new GLK?
Yeah, diesel engines for the NAFTA market, US and Canada, are quite new for us. We have had diesel engines in Europe for a long time. Now it was the challenge to meet the emission standards in the US and Canada, and we have done that by introducing our SCR BlueTEC technology into the GLK, and that's how we meet the emission standards. We're really looking forward to selling the diesel in the GLK in Canada, because in the M-Class and GL we've already seen a climbing number of diesel cars, and they're very successful there.
Yeah, because you have the six-cylinder turbo diesels that for people who don't know, if there's a Mercedes available in Canada with a diesel, it outsells the gasoline version. So I would think with this motor that you're going to do very well with it. I know you use European technology for Newton meters and foot-pounds of torque. This 2.1-liter engine, do you know the number for that?
No, I can't do the conversion.
I think I know. I think it's 369 foot-pounds of torque. this is the kind of power you would get from a much, much bigger engine. Is it is the engine still reliable with that kind of torque?
Yes, it's very reliable. It's diesel tech engines who actually deliver a lot of torque, and that already at low revs. So that's why the engine fits the car very well. It moves it from the stand. You have constant power there, and at the same time, it's more fuel efficient than the gasoline engines.
And you also have an updated gasoline engine for the GLK. Tell us what you did to that motor.
Yeah, that's a completely redesigned engine, and now it features direct injection, and that direct injection technology enables us to have more power, more torque, and also at the same time bring fuel consumption down.
Now, I would suspect that this four-cylinder turbo diesel, you're the first premium manufacturer, by the way, to bring in a four-cylinder turbo diesel into Canada. So you've got a head start on the others, which I think is attractive for Mercedes-Benz. Could this easily be used in other products? I know you're in charge of GLK, but could this engine make it into the C-Class?
Yeah, that's something we think about. We have to see when the time is right to introduce that into the Canadian market. But we watch Canada very closely because the Canadian market differs a lot from the US, and they are more attracted to diesels, and they actually recognize the advantages of the diesel engine.
I think it's because our fuel's more expensive. Americans love gasoline, and we also have, we're sort of a half step closer to Europe, I believe.
Yeah, that's what I also notice in talking to Canadians. They're in between Europe and America.
Mm-hmm. Especially if you go to old Quebec City, it feels like you're back in Europe. So the GLK, you have refreshed the look of this product. The outside, it looks a little more masculine looking. What did you do to this vehicle?
So for the exterior, we changed the front and the rear to get a more dynamic look to the car. We changed the front bumper. We have a new front grille with two lamellas now.
What are two lamellas?
Lamellas. So that's the bars in the grille.
Oh, right. Oh, I see. Okay.
Our designers call them lamellas, so
okay,
it's bars.
Yeah. Okay.
We had three before.
All right,
so the two bars give a more masculine impression, more dynamic impression. We have new headlamps. They are very nice, and they feature all the techniques which we know from other car lines so far from Mercedes-Benz. On the rear, we redesigned the rear bumper, which is more sporty now. It always features two chromed exhaust pipes, which are integrated into the rear bumper, which give the car a dynamic style. We have new rear lamps with LED technology and in the night design, it's very recognizable that it's actually a GLK you're driving after.
Now, we're here in the Alps with the Mercedes GLK. I would assume that most people that buy this use it as a family vehicle. They drive to work, they come home, they have some weekend fun with it. You've set up an off-road course for this vehicle. Do you, in your research, how many GLK owners would take a vehicle like this off-road?
It's from our new research, we know that it's like 10% of the buyers who actually take their vehicle off-road. But we as Mercedes-Benz also feel responsible to demonstrate what the car actually can do, so that also the buyers who only drive on-road know what their vehicle is built for and how reliable it actually is off-road, so they feel safer on-road as well.
And for a climate like Canada, all of those elements also help for winter driving.
Yes, that's the main reason for the 4x4, for the ground clearance, and for that tough attitude of the car.
Now, I loved the GLK in the past, always thought it was right at the top for the compact luxury SUV, but the interior was a little bit bland. It doesn't look that way anymore. What did you do to spice it up?
In the interior, there a real revolution took place. We completely redesigned the dashboard. There's a new trim part which is either available in aluminium or wood. We have new air outlets which are now round. That's a very sporty feature. We updated all the electronics. We have a new telematic generation in the car. We have a new steering wheel, and on the gear shift, it's still a 7G-tronic plus. We have moved the gear lever from the center console to the steering wheel, and that gives us the opportunity to build in another handy storage compartment in the center console, which we neatly close with a roller blind.
It's interesting. The very first time I drove with the shifter on the column. Was with the ML years ago. At first it felt foreign, didn't seem right. But once you drive the product for a few days, it's second nature. It really is easy to use.
And that's a direction which all our cars now are introducing. And as soon as you're used to it, it's very handy, and it actually gives us really more freedom in the center console to do other things there.
Yeah, from North Americans, we have to have the big cups. Germans always think we're crazy drinking coffee in our cars. What do you say when you say North Americans, they have coffee in their car? Do you think we're crazy?
No, actually.
Are Germans adopting this now?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to say. We actually started to build in cup holders with the first generation of the ML in the mid-90s. And from then, the Europeans learned from the Americans and Canadians that it's quite handy to have a coffee there, or a soft drink, or a water bottle. And now we're building that into our European cars as well.
So you could even admit that the North Americans have a few good ideas.
A lot of good ideas. And it's never too late to learn from anybody.
Yeah. Well, best of luck with your new GLK.
Thank you very much.
That's Matthias Sabata. He's a production engineer for Mercedes-Benz, recorded in France this week, where we had a chance to drive the new Mercedes-Benz GLK. If you missed the top of the show, the compact crossover segment in Canada is exploding. This could eventually surpass compact cars as the biggest category of vehicles sold. And luxury compact crossovers like the Mercedes GLK, the BMW X3, the Audi Q5, what have you, are just exploding. As people go into dealerships and looking at their sedans, they think, you know what, I can get a nice little crossover. And the thrust of that interview is about the diesel technology that's coming. The Mercedes GLK will be arriving this summer with the gasoline engine. If you want the diesel engine, and if I was to choose one, that's the one I would choose, that vehicle will be arriving late 2012, more than likely the very beginning of 2013 as a 2013 model. So the new GLK, no pricing has been announced. The vehicle typically, sold now, starts in the low 40,000 range and goes up to about 50 and offers a lot of value in that class. And that's why it's been my top pick in the compact luxury segment for, ever since it came out. Okay, it's over to you now. Rest of the show, they're more than welcome to call in anything automotive. Are you in the market for anything in the next little while? Give us a holler, 1-877-399-9898 and 604-280-9898. We're going to check in with Mark Bergevin with another good news story from Odessa next on Driving. Each and every week, Mark Bergevin joins us from Odessa Richmond Public Auction with a good news story, somebody that's taken their car to the auction block and come away happy. Mark, what's this one all about?
Hey, Zach, this one is an 01 Mercedes-Benz, kind of an older unit, but still a valuable unit. The customer heard us on the radio station, thought they'd give us a try, brought the vehicle in. We appraised it at $6,500. They put the price at $6,500, and good news is sold for $6,900, so a little bit of extra there.
That is good. Yeah, so I guess some of these older premium cars, they still have a following by people who know value when they see it, right?
Well, an 01 Mercedes-Benz, that's not an old car, and certainly good kilometers, and, price is good, too. So, fair, win, 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 win.
Give me one more win.
Win.
All right, thanks a lot, Mark Bergevin. Having a little fun. Okay, we're going to do that again next week. If you don't remember their website, you can always go to my website, motormouth.ca, and you'll see the banner on the top of my page. All right, now the show is over to you. Phone board is open, 1-877-398. Can you tell I'm jet-lagged? As I said, I flew all the way to France and back over 2 days, so I'm a little tired. 1-877-399-9898 and 604-280-9898. First, we go to Hab 2. Is that you?
That's me, Zach.
How are you, brother?
Good, thank you. Thank you for taking my call, and enjoy your show.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Got a question for you for crossovers, used ones, and I was looking for 2008, 2009 CRVs, the Honda CRV, and my wife's going to use it in and around the city, and I was looking for four-wheel drive because I thought that it's good for fuel efficiency.
Yeah, it's also good. It's also good for resale. You know, people who are looking, just like you and your wife, they're thinking, we want to get a crossover. We'll get an all-wheel drive one. So it's always also good for that sort of class of vehicle to buy the all-wheel drive because when someone else wants to buy it, they're looking for the same thing too. Doesn't mean it's any better. It's just easier to sell, I think.
Mm-hmm. But what I've seen most in the market is like Kijiji or other websites, the four-wheel drive that they are mostly in the market. So our four-wheel drives are... good for fuel efficiency or...
Yeah, I'll just explain the way, you know, especially that sort of era of CRV, the, you know, 2008, 2009. The way it works, it's called an on-demand system. So what will happen is when you and your wife are driving down the road and you're doing, you know, 50, 60, 70 kilometers an hour, mm-hmm. and there's no need for the extra traction, meaning it's a dry spring, summer, or fall day, mm-hmm. then no power will go to those back wheels. You're only driving the front wheels. If, however, the vehicle has, with its electronic system, the ability to detect that one of the wheels is spinning, it will send power to the back wheels.
Mm-hmm.
So it's called an on-demand system. So you're not always turning those wheels with the power of the engine. Now, you do have what's called the freewheeling, which is the, you know, the drive shafts and everything are moving along. So it uses a little bit more fuel, but it's not that much. So you get the best of both with these compact crossovers, front-wheel drive efficiency, all-wheel drive traction when you need it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
It's just only automatic. It's not optional that I switch it on
or
off.
No, it does it all for you. You don't have to worry about a thing. Yeah, it's like not the old 4x4 systems where you had to lock it or even had to get out and lock the front wheels. That's all gone now. It's all done for you instantly. If you want to buy just the front-wheel drive one, if you don't see, you know, there's probably not that many around, but the front-wheel drive one is perfectly fine. You just have to put good winter tires on in the wintertime.
Yeah.
I would suggest that even for the all-wheel drive.
Yeah. Even all-wheel, you say?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, all you have between you and the road are your tires. So
yeah.
The better the tire for the conditions, the better available traction. So even though you have all-wheel drive or four-wheel drive, the tires are the number one thing. So
okay.
I put winter tires on my wife's SUV, and it's all-wheel drive. I just think it's the way to go myself. If you can afford it, you know, if you can't afford too much, then you can get these new tires, which are called all-weather tires, and you can just leave them on your compact crossover all year round. You can drive with them throughout the year, and they even have the winter capability. They have the winter seal of approval.
Okay. Wonderful. As the second option, I was looking for a Nissan Rogue or RVR. Which one?
I think the CRV is the best of those. Of those, it would be the CRV. Absolutely. Okay. Other one you want to look at is the Hyundai Tucson.
Oh, Tucson. Okay.
Okay. Listen, I got to run. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Call back anytime.
Okay, sure. Bye-bye.
Okay, no problem. You're more than welcome to jump on the phone. We have the lines open at 1-877-399-9898 and 604-280-9898. Dave, John, and Stacy are on the line. We have some other lines open. We'll get back to your phone calls next on Driving. Hey, and welcome back to the show. If you have time after the show is done, I encourage you to go to my website, motormouth.ca, motormouth.ca. On the homepage, there's 7 main stories and videos, articles, what have you, that rotate through. There's lots of other things, interviews, previous radio shows, articles, you name it. So on the homepage this week featured is a video I did on the 2013 Ford Escape, which is due to come here in the next 6 weeks or so. There's an article on the Nissan Versa. You can also read about the new Lexus GS. There's a brand new video I just posted this week on the 2012 Buick Verano. I really like this car. For those that don't know, the Chevy Cruze is the basis of the Buick Verano. They took all the great things about the Cruze and made them even better. That's one of the smoothest, quietest, most refined compact cars on the road. And this new Buick takes it to a whole new level. Starts at about $22,500. That's a lot of car for the money. I was very pleased with the new Buick Verano. You can watch the video I did on that. Also, there's an article on the new Dodge Dart arriving here in the next 6 weeks or so. The BMW 3 Series, there's a video on that. Also, a video I did on the Mazda CX-5 from a while ago. So that's all at motormouth.ca. More than welcome to cruise over there when you get a second. We're going to go next and say hello to Dave. Hey, Dave, go ahead.
Hi, Zach.
What's up?
Two quick questions, if you don't mind.
Yep.
And I missed last week's show, so some of this may be a repeat. But the first question is just looking to get a minivan. And I wanted your recommendation. I know you do some promotional work for Chrysler, so I've seen you. But I just wanted to, looking at the Odyssey and the Sienna as well, and my wife and I are both Honda owners. I've got an 88 Prelude, and she's got a 90 Civic, so you can see that we obviously like them, and they've lasted for a long time for us.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just, I see what you're saying about the Chrysler, and the price is really good. I'm just wondering, you know, I've had a mechanic tell me that those cars, you know, 10 years down the road, they're seeing a lot of repairs on the Chryslers and the Dodges. And I just, is it worth paying the extra to get a Honda or a Toyota?
Well,
and the second question, mm-hmm. sorry, is just with regards to, there is a company that used to do the buying work for you, and they seem to have gone out of business.
Yeah, that's no longer around. We are going to have Rick Balkan on just a moment now from a website called newcarselloff.com. And I saw on the screen that you were going to be asking about a van. So I've gone on the website and clicked on newcarselloff.com under vans, and there are certainly plenty of vans for sale there. They have quite a few of the Chrysler and Dodge products, as you mentioned. They also have the Nissan Quest, which is a vehicle that goes totally under the radar, and there's some great discounts on there. For example, here's one, a 2011, so it's last year's inventory, brand-new vehicle, though, 31% savings. Can you believe that?
Wow.
Almost a $44,000 van on sale for $29,000. There's some here at 29%. There's a $36,000 van on sale for $25,000. So these are some of the savings, and there are a few of those Nissan Quests available. These are all 11s that have been sitting on someone's lot. We're going to have Rick come and explain how this site works in just a moment. So back to your initial question about the vans. This is, you know, for those who maybe have seen the promos that I've done that feature the Dodge product, what I do is I get hired by Global TV to do these promos, and they give away a prize. So I'm the front person for the contest, and they feature the vehicle. So, you know, I do wear that hat very delicately, and I'm here to tell you that I will tell you my honest truth on this, is that I'm a huge fan of the Chrysler products. There's a couple of reasons why. They're probably some of the most innovative when it comes to the seating, the stow-and-go seating. No one else in the market has that, and anybody who has a Dodge Grand Caravan that has that stow-and-go seating will tell you, first and foremost, it's a brilliant system. Nobody else has it. The seats are not as comfortable in the back as the padding is a little thinner, but you get the upside, which is be able to all those seats away, and plus all the cargo space that is available when the seats are in their upright position. Also, they have updated those vans very heavily over the last year and a half with all new engines and transmissions, so you get a beautiful V6 engine. It's been named one of Ward's 10 best engines. That's the V6 in the Grand Caravan with an all-new interior, new transmission, so it drives and handles and is fitted much better than any Grand Caravan or Town & Country has in the past. Now, people like yourself perceive that the Toyota and Honda products are of higher quality, and they charge a lot more for their vans. Now, the one thing I always ask people is, yes, maybe your mechanic is right. Nobody has a crystal ball to say what the van is going to be like in 10 years, right? But if you can get a van that is $10,000 or $15,000 cheaper, and you're going to keep it for 10 years, you know, if, for example, in 10 years you have to spend $2,000 or $2,500 or even $3,000 on a repair, you're still so much farther ahead at the end of the day, especially if you finance the vehicle. You're going to pay interest and pay on the tax and all of that on a much more expensive vehicle. Now, in the minivan world, the Honda Odyssey, I should say, has very strong customer loyalty. People that own these vans love them. The Sienna, of the two, of the Honda and the Toyota, I prefer the Toyota. I find it more comfortable, and I just find the seats more comfortable. That's a personal issue for me. But if I was going to be buying a van, the number one thing I always say to people is, when you're buying a minivan, you're buying a box on wheels, right? It's nothing more than that. When you're spending top dollar to get them all, you know, people will spend $40,000-$50,000 on one of these import vans. At the essence, it's still a box on wheels. All you're paying for are the super luxurious leather seats, the DVD systems in the back, the navigation, the backup camera, all that extra stuff. But at the end of the day, it's still a box on wheels. Doesn't handle any better, doesn't perform any better, doesn't brake or steer any better. It's still the same basic van. So I am of the mind that get the cheapest van that you can that fulfills your needs. That's my way of thinking about it. Does that make sense?
Yes. And the Town and Country, is that the high end of the caravan?
That's right. Dodge Grand Caravan is their sort of meat and potatoes one. It's the one you see advertised in the paper. They have their Canada value package. It starts around 18 grand. I mean, it's killer value, right? And then you go into the higher end one is the Town and Country. That's when you get into the more opulent interiors. So on the site, they have some there. They're 2011s, and there's one that's $44,000 on sale for $29,000. Sounds like a good deal to me. And then at the end of the day, if you're going to keep the van for 10 years and you do have some repairs along the way, well, you're still way ahead of the game, in my opinion. That's the way I look at it.
Great. No, I appreciate that.
So my neighbors across the row, they have a 2000 Town and Country, fully loaded, leather seats, you name it, all-wheel drive, all that stuff's in there. And they won't get rid of it because they say, we, first of all, don't want to spend all the money to get a new one. And it's been a great vehicle for them. So, you know, you hear different stories on that. If, however, you need all-wheel drive, so you go skiing every weekend, Toyota is the only one that offers that.
Okay.
So that's something to consider.
Great.
All right, that's my unfiltered view on minivans.
I appreciate it.
Okay,
thank you,
anytime.
Take care. All right,
we're going to go next and say hello to John. Hey, John.
Morning. How are you this morning?
Great.
Question. I've just ordered a 2012 Highlander.
Yeah, nice.
And we're trading in a 2007 Highlander on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's sitting in the dealership waiting for pickup. My salesman called me a couple of days ago and asked me if I wanted a complete body protection package, and he quoted $1,800. Well, after I got up that floor.
Excuse me while I choke on that figure.
That's right,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
He said, no, we've got no special.
It's on special. Oh, that's
okay.
Quite a deal, yeah.
Hell of a deal. And then there's another one that he had offered me, and I think it is mechanical, maybe powertrain, extended warranty on this thing. He gave me the price, but I forgot the price. But I told him I wanted a fax on both these.
You wanted them in writing, right?
That's right. So he's going to fax it to me. Unfortunately, I didn't receive it prior to making a phone call to you. I would have liked to have had it in my hand. I probably will have it Tuesday or Wednesday.
So you want to know, is this worth it?
That's exactly what I want to know.
Okay, now, it sounds to me that you kind of churn through your cars every 5 or 6 years, right?
We even save them. I have a 16-year-old Chevy one-ton dually that's in beautiful shape.
I'm saying is you're trading in an 07 for a 12,
oh, yes,
right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You're flipping out of it every 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, but this one, I think,
you're going to keep
72,
it.
So I think I'm going to keep this one a long time.
All right. So the extended warranty might not be a bad thing if it's not a bad price. Now, you can, at the end of its regular warranty, extend it at that time. So, you know, things might change. You know, sometimes life changes and things happen. So
sure.
You might want to keep the money in the bank and save it for when the warranty runs out, or you might want to buy it earlier.
They can
give you the numbers on what it's going to cost now, what it's going to cost later, and it might
be cheaper
to buy it now. That if you're telling me you want to keep this for a long time, the long-term warranty might not be a bad idea. But then again, it's a Toyota Highlander. It's very reliable.
Yeah.
You can take your chances without it.
Okay.
Back to the body protection.
Yeah.
This is a classic upsell by dealerships. You
That's
get into the back business offer, hey, we're going to Scotch guard your seats. We're going to give you paint protection. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. You can get all of that outside of the dealership at any time, often for less than they're offering it to you for.
That's what I
thought. So it's nothing that they're trying to make a little extra money. They're offering you a service, sure. But you know what? You can often go and get that. Here's the thing about paint protection. The number one thing about looking after your paint is washing it and getting it professionally or doing it yourself, waxed and detailed once or twice a year. That's really, there's no mystery to this. You have to look after your car.
Yeah.
And if you take the time to wash and clean and wax it and do all that on a regular basis,
it will
look good for years. And when you go to sell it, someone's going to pull up in front of your house and go, wow, that guy looks after his car.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's my advice to you.
Okay.
There you go. Extended warranty, not a bad idea if you do plan on keeping it for a long time.
But I get that after my 3-year warranty.
You can. You can. That's up to you. Ask them the numbers.
Yeah.
Get them in writing. What's the extended going to cost me now? Does that change after 3 years?
Okay.
Okay?
Good. Appreciate your advice.
Okay. You're going to like the car, too. Nice one.
Oh, I know. We love them. They're
okay.
Great.
Good stuff. Thanks, John.
Thank you.
All right. Quick break. Back with your calls, and we're going to find out more about the deeply discounted cars and all that next with Rick Balkan on Driving. Hey, and welcome back to the show. Rick Balkan joins us each and every week to talk about newcarselloff.com, deeply discounted brand new cars with full warranties. Sounds like a good deal. You're on the road today, Rick. You're taking the smart car that you're giving away on Canada Day with you. Where are you?
Well, we're down in Peaceland at the Peaceland World of Wheels Show and Shine. Today we're probably going to have about 10,000 people come down to the show, and so we can spread the good news about deeply discounted new cars that we've got on our website.
So how many cars are on the website now?
We have about 1,100 on there. They've been changing on an ongoing basis because dealers are selling them because they are, in fact, incredible deals. And that number changes on a continual basis, as does the inventory that we've got on there.
So dealers from where? Like, are they all over Western Canada? Have you got new ones coming on every week?
Yeah, we've got dealers now as far west, or far east as Manitoba, and now we just opened up the Lower Mainland in the last 10 days. So we have inventory now from some of the bigger dealerships down in the Lower Mainland for you Vancouver listeners.
So you have basically pretty much all of Western Canada now. Is there plans to go national with this?
Oh, yeah. The demand has been great by the consumers as they search for new cars, and the dealers are really, they're calling us now looking to post some of their inventory on so that they all realize that there is a need for our service.
So basically what you're doing is you're taking a problem away from a dealer. A dealer has a car, it's not moving in their market, not to mean it's not a good car, it's brand new, full warranty, but somebody else can take advantage maybe in another city or another province. Is that basically the way it works?
Exactly. You know, a dealer may have ordered too many, or maybe they ordered something that the manufacturer thought would move real well in their area. And for whatever reason it hasn't, it doesn't mean it's not a good car. It just means it didn't work in that one particular area, or maybe the dealer, in fact, ordered too many of them. And they are deeply or increasingly motivated to get rid of the stuff because it is stuff that costs them money to keep on their lot. So they are discounting them deeply to get them off their lot, and you win, they lose, and I guess is the best way of saying it.
That's the thing is, whenever you get somebody that has a hardship sale, that's when you basically get the best deal, right?
That's exactly right, Zach.
Okay, so can people come down and visit you in the BC, in the interior there in Peachland, and sign up to win the smart car?
Yeah, we've got the car here down at the show. We've got the car booth, and we're getting people to fill out ballots. So if you want to come down and say hi, have a visit to see the car that you could potentially win, we're down here until 4 today. And please come on down and say hi if you heard us on the radio.
All right, and you can also check it out at newcarselloff.com. Thanks a lot, Rick. Speak to you next week.
Thanks, Zach.
To the phone where we say hello to Stacy. Hey, Stacy, what's up?
Nothing. Hey, Zach, great show.
Thank you.
Hey, I got a question about the possibility Nissan's coming out with a Titan with a diesel in it.
I have not heard anything like that.
You have not?
No.
Okay, yeah, like I just doing some online research, and yeah, like they were talking Cummins, and I just kind of wanted to get the skinny on it if you had any.
Do you have your radio on there?
Actually, it's my handheld.
You're just getting the feedback from the phone. There is. I just clicked it online here. There is some. There are sort of rumors about getting a four-cylinder turbo diesel from Cummins, but I have not heard that myself, and I haven't seen any releases on it. So we can only hope, right, that it's going to come, because if there is a pickup truck that has a turbo diesel engine, especially a four-cylinder turbo diesel, that would be a huge seller, but I have not heard anything. The thing is, to get these vehicles into North America, they have to meet a very strict emission standard, and it's very hard to do. So we'll have to wait and see if that happens.
Okay, well, appreciate your thoughts on
it. If I hear anything official and I speak to the Nissan folks, I'll ask, but I'll let you know, okay?
I'd appreciate that.
Okay, no problem.
All right,
we go to John next. Hey, John, go ahead.
Yes, good morning. We are planning on buying a new car, and we've got the make, and we have two different models. One's a V6 and one's a four-cylinder. It's Honda product. I was just wondering, the sticker that you see on the window, is that how flexible is the price on those? Like, how much markup is on these new cars?
Not much. The dealers, this is a shock to a lot of people, do not make much money on new cars. They don't. They make their money in their service center in the back. They make money on used cars. They make money by adding extra things. One of the callers called earlier about add-ons at the back end, like paint protection, those sorts of things. But there's really only a small margin for dealers, roughly around 5 to 7%, and then you might get, the dealer will get a sort of a hidden rebate back from the manufacturer. For example, the manufacturer might say to a certain dealer, hey, there's $2,000 in this for you to move this car. Then they have more wiggle room on it, but you don't know that.
Right.
They have that internally. And that's when you can get some deals. The best way to get a deal on a new car is when there's low factory financing, there's rebates in place. If you can get that along with the dealer to discount the vehicle, because you got to remember that the 0% interest right? And the rebate comes from the manufacturer. Then you should also ask the dealer for a discount as well. So that's the trifecta that you want. That's the triple crown, you know, following on the Preakness yesterday. That's the triple crown of savings right there. So that's where you save the most money.
They're offering a $2,000 cash purchase incentive. What? And then I was noticing, like, they see, the one model, the four-cylinder, they seem to have a hard problem keeping those in stock.
It's which vehicle is this?
Honda Accord. They seem to sell those really, really quickly. They're very popular, I guess, the gas mileage.
Yeah, and there's no downside anymore. I mean, you buy a Honda Accord, why would you buy the V6? The four-cylinder's got almost 200 horsepower, and it drives because it's lighter. There is a new Honda coming. If you're not in a rush, you might want to wait. There's going to be a new Accord coming.
Oh, there is. I should look on the internet about that.
Yeah, there's not much available yet. They had some concept cars. You can go to my website at motormouth.ca. If you click on vehicles from the Detroit Auto Show, you'll see the concept there of the new Honda Accord. New engines, facelifted car is going to be coming, so that might be worth waiting for. If you're not in a rush, I mean, you've got Honda products now and you're not in a rush, probably it's running quite well, right?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe just hold off and wait till you see what happens there. And here's the good news. When that new model starts to arrive on the dealerships, the 2012s that are sitting there now, they're going to be motivated to move those. That's when the manufacturer is going to put even more money on the hood, 0% interest, all of that stuff I talked about. So this gives you the option. Drive the new one. If you really love it way more than the 12, then you can do a deal on that. If you're really motivated about price, then you can also get the one that's on the showroom that they're trying to discount and get rid of.
Wonderful. That's really good advice. I'll take a look at this 2013 on the internet then.
One more thing before you go. We had Rick Balkin on just a moment ago from newcarselloff.com. Mm-hmm. Go on that site, see if there's a dealer in somewhere outside of your geographic area that has a car they're wanting to move, and it doesn't cost that much to have it shipped to you, and you can get even more savings. Check it out online, okay?
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Okay, John.
Bye.
All right, we're going to go next to Steve. Hey, Steve, go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my call, Zach.
We've only got about a minute left, unfortunately. What's your question?
Have you heard anything about Ford bringing out a larger version of the Ford Transit Connect?
Yes, they will be coming with a bigger Transit. See, the Transit Connect is the small one. Transit is a line of Ford work vans, and I've heard that they're coming out with a bigger one to sort of compete with the Sprinter.
Do you have any thoughts on when it might be in?
I don't know, because I don't really follow that market so much, like the work vans. I would do a little search online. It's probably your best thing. There'll be probably an article on it somewhere. But, yes, there is a bigger Transit coming. The Connect is great, but it is kind of limiting in its size.
Oh, it's very tiny.
Yeah. It's a great product, though. I mean, people who can use it, it's a good stuff. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay, anytime, Steve. That's it. All out of time. Don't forget, my website is motormouth.ca. Motormouth.ca. I'm Zach Spencer. Speak to you next week on driving.